always been the same question. How come black people don't seem to get further on the economic scale? This is a question with multiple answers. First comes slavery. Second, not knowing our history. And last, not sticking together. There's a beautiful African proverb that we unfortunately seem to forget. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. This quote still stands for today. If we as black people want to get higher on the economic ladder, so where do we start? Well, by supporting black-owned businesses. Money is not the solution to our problems, but a tool to build our own economy. The time is now to support black-owned businesses. Black Economic Network, where black-owned businesses come together.
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details. I pray you're enjoying today's show. Please. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode on social media. Also, visit ValerieDeniseJones.com for additional updates. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys. Yes, special edition, salty and sweet. That's not the title of the show. It's just the title of the episode, the pilot show, today's show. Hopefully you were tuned in at the top of the hour and you understood that. I thank the people who I am watching. You're in the chat room. You got your conversations going. I appreciate you guys so much. I also appreciate our international audience. As you guys well know, we are now in about 11 different countries. I'm really, really proud to say that. So I appreciate all your love and support. Definitely will never, ever, ever take that for granted. At least I will give my best effort not to. Like I said, we're moving the furniture around. We're expanding. So we're going to be here on Thursdays versus Tuesdays. I'm going to keep saying that over and over because you guys are accustomed to me doing shows on Tuesdays. So now we're still doing Media Fury on Monday. We're still, you know, auditing and I'm still producing a bunch of shows on other channels. But this one, Thursday, Friday, this channel, 929-477-1167. That number should already be locked in your phone. Yes. So this is the moment you've been waiting for. Like I said, you did not come here to listen to me. You came here to listen to the comedy of the one and only Miss Yvette the Funny Lady. Hello. How are you? Hello, Miss Yvette. Are you on mute? 562-212, 562-212, going once.
We're in the building.
Hey, how are you?
I was just kind of like wanting a little bit more applause. That wasn't really like enough.
Okay. That's what you were doing.
Yeah. I am a seasoned comedian. You know what I mean? Like, I was clapping like I was just clapping for like a little, you know, somebody their first time on the game. No. I need, like, can you give me, like, a little bit more of that?
Yeah, I got a good one.
If you're listening in right now, go ahead and stand up, because I need a standing ovation. I don't want nobody sitting down while I'm doing my show.
All right, here we go. 5, 4, we got Yvette, the funny lady.
Now I'm ready, because I need all of that. You know, it's like some people, when they get to work, they got to have a cup of coffee. They got to go and get a snack. I got to hear some laughter to get me pumped.
Hey, yeah. Yes, I hear you.
In the building today, so excited about the show. Everybody likes to talk. Everybody loves to talk. Am I right about it?
Yes, yes, you are. Definitely. Yes.
And not only do people like to talk, they like to laugh, but most people just don't know how to make them laugh. So that's what I'm here to do. That's my job.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now, before
so we have some other comedians
that are
going to join us, too.
Yeah, we do have her. I think it's a 323 number. I see it on the board already. I better hurry up and do it because we got a couple 323 numbers because our niche market is over in L.A. But, yeah, go on and give us a little of your backstory. I know you're getting ready to do a movie called Boosters with Tiffany Haddish. I know you've been featured on BET and all those other wonderful, luscious, luxurious channels. Tell us a little bit about Boosters. I can't wait to get the commercial, some kind of trailer or something,
well,
so I can play it on all my platforms.
It's just what it's called. It's just exactly what it's called. It's Boosters. It's a show about people that like to steal. I'm talking about people that know how to steal, professional thieves. That's what we are, professional. And basically what the storyline is how, back in the day, you could go to what they call hot houses. And just basically, like, you're going to shop at Macy's, but only the items are a little hot. You know what I mean? Some of them might still have that little ringer on it. We have to cut that off. So, that boosters. So the cool thing about it is that it's comedy and a lot of laughter. We got so many comedians in it. It's just over-the-top funny. We got anybody from, like, J. Anthony Brown, Tiffany Haddish, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor. I mean, we just got tons and tons of people that are involved in this movie. Melanie Camacho produces it, and it's just an amazing cast of characters that are involved. I mean, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, well, I definitely congratulate you. I know you like the big applause, but I'm just going to do this for now. So we can go on and on. I got to get you a better applause. I got to Google that and find you something that's specific for you. Yeah, definitely. So at this time, I will let you introduce your co-host today, 323-338. You are live, 323-338. You are live. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hi. Yvette's co-host. I am a supportive Yvette because is around, you got to wear the pin. But I am definitely listening in. And congratulations, Yvette, on being in the house on Yvette the Funny Lady platform.
Oh, my God.
It's off the chain.
Yeah,
y'all get ready for today. Come on. So it's just a sneak surprise here. Again, congratulations, Yvette. I am so happy for you. She's been looking for another platform, and this is the best one yet, Valerie Denise Jones.
Yes. I was looking for some comedy just to make me laugh. I have my life is so serious. Yeah, what's the first six, do you know? Because we have quite a few 323s.
Let's hit one of them again. That's one of them is should be comedian. Dang, I'm going to forget her name. Miss Arkansas, one of the funniest lady comedians on the circuit. She's on the circuit right now with Monique doing her thing. So let's just get her on the line.
Yeah, I was looking. I don't see her phone number. Do you know the first six of her number? Do you know the area code at least? Or can you text her? Because I don't see her on the line. I see a lot of East Coast numbers and a few 323s, but a lot of those I recognize.
Let's see.
That's like Hoshea's crew. I see them on the board. I see Ali. He's an 858 number, and we have an 818. We have 904s. We got a bunch of those. We got 929, 319. Yeah, so Miss Andrea, so how are you today while we're waiting on this event to do that?
Do you have a 314?
No, ma'am. Yeah, you could text her. That would be awesome so that we could definitely get her on. We definitely want to hear what you guys have in store. Okay. All right. Or you could three-way her. Yeah. Or you could three-way her. That works too. But yeah, Miss James, we had a great time talking about hemp yesterday, right?
Oh boy, hemp day live. Get ready for it next time.
Yeah.
Maybe Beth can come and do a special segment on our show. She can lend me some of her jokes. Because I don't tell jokes, that's not my job. I leave that up to the expert superstar comedian, so to be that, the funny lady.
Yeah, but you did tell one that was sort of kind of cute yesterday. The answer was when you asked, do people who smoke weed, wait, how did it go? I know the answer. I'm trying to work my way backwards from the joke.
Something about what are people that, I can't remember, but the answer was, pot belly.
What do people who have who smoke too much weed? Yeah, what do they get or something? How do you know they're out of shape or something? They have a pot belly. Yeah, it was sort of cute how you put it. Yeah, but it was on that side, not necessarily a funny ha ha, but it was definitely.
Yeah, we got my girl on the phone. She had an emergency. She had to go to the hospital, but God is a healer, and we even though we joke around and we have a lot of fun together, we on the serious side know that God is everything that we need for what we're going through right now. You know, Satan is so present, and he's trying to take us out the game, but we refuse to go. So I got my girl, Miss Arkansas, on the phone. She's, like I said, at a doctor's office right now. But just say something
Hello.
Sweet.
Hey. Hello,
y'all.
Are you okay? Yeah, we can hear you.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
The devil is alive.
Okay.
He is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, I actually had a little hallelujah soundbite that I'm not ready for because I wasn't prepared for that. But, yeah, we do have a lot of little church and praise up in here. Here, go right here. Hey!
Have them always ready for me, because I tell you, we are definitely believers. She goes by the name of Miss Arkansas, and rightfully so, since she's from Arkansas. Tell us a little bit about you, Miss Arkansas, real quick, if you can.
Well, yes, I am comedian Miss Arkansas, and have been for many years. And you know, I'm a firm believer in God, and I believe that I am a child of God, and He's doing some amazing things in my life. And that's why I don't have time for sickness to creep in. So I'm just believing whatever they tell me, that's not the report I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. So what He have going for me right now, I will see myself doing it. And if any of the listeners are listening and you in the Las Vegas area, I will be at the Sayers Club with comedian Monique, the Academy Award winner Monique, January the 24th through the 27th and January the 31st through February the 3rd. So, like I say, God is doing some things, so I ain't worried about what the devil trying to do.
All right. That is so very, very true. Yes, yes, yes.
And once this is over, I come in and sit in and be a guest, you know, so I can share the testimony and the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. I had a corny little thing, not that I'm mocking anything that you just said, but I had some hallelujah sound bites. People know I'm the queen of sound bites, and I like to play them because I've become known for them, and also a lot of our international callers who may or may not speak English actually look forward to it. But, yeah, I think that this one, it's not properly labeled to where I'm taking a chance here, guys, because you know we don't make mistakes, we make memories here. I think this is saying we finally got an answer. Blessings, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, some answers finally.
Wow.
But anyway, my nephew, my nephew would probably appreciate this one.
Hallelujah.
Let me stop that. Let me stop. I'm not the comedian. I was just trying to help.
Denise, you are
trying to help
right
in the moment.
Denise, I'm going to ask you to talk it off. I'm sorry?
I'm going to have to ask you to knock it off because you got to stay in your lane. You're getting way out your lane trying to do that. I'm going to ask you to stay in your lane.
I will do that, actually. I want to actually put myself on mute at this time, and I would love for you to take over the show until about 5 o'clock. I would really appreciate
it. Well, funny lady, like
that.
I said, thank you so much, and you did an awesome job the other night in Rialto, as always. And God say the same, I'll come and sit in with you on the next show.
Funny lady, are you there? Hello, hello.
Yes, I am. I was just trying to get the other caller that was calling in that was also going to be on the line today with us. But, yes, for sure, you get well and be well, and we will chit-chat a little bit later. And congratulations again for your tour with Monique. I know that that's a bigger platform for you and for me doing some stuff, too. You know, it's different when we're working with celebrities because sometimes celebrities, they kind of like, they have that little, I'm already there. And, I'm going to let you do this, but you not me. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's like you have to kind of take the back seat sometimes. And sometimes it's hard when you're comedians because myself, I know how hard it is for me to turn down my funnies because maybe the person that I'm with may not be as funny. You know what I mean? So sometimes you have to kind of take a seat and say, okay, well, I'm not the headliner. I'm the feature. So.
Well, at the end of the day, I got to speak up for a little bit concerning myself. When we just did those 4 sold-out shows in Chicago, I was the feature, but I also had the honor of introducing her each time. So I don't know how she treats other people. But she's
No. I was just saying her per se. I'm just saying people in general, like people, I would say people to work with. You know, you guys have formed a relationship. It's different once you form a relationship. And I've had some dealings with Monique before, like early in my career. But, again, we were just meeting, and sometimes when you just meet another comedian, it's just, I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's just something in the air. Like, everybody's always trying to talk, and we really don't have a real conversation because it seems like everybody's trying to get a joke in to make sure everybody knows that, hey, I'm funny, I got this, I'm, you know, so it's hard to have a real heart-to-heart conversation because we always trying to, you know, show off our funnies. Have you ever had that experience? So I'm saying with you and Monique, I'm sure you guys have formed a relationship, a different, not only just a working relationship because you've been working with her for a minute now. So, again, I'm sure it's a little bit different than the first day you met her.
Correct. Right.
So you see where I'm coming from? So when you first met her, it wasn't like, oh, this is my girl. Congratulations, you're going to be here working.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. She had to see who you were and know that she could, you know, that could be.
You're right.
Yeah, so, you know, that's all I'm saying. Nothing, not saying anything bad at all about my girl Monique. In fact, I'm glad to know that she's back out on the circuit. You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think these people call me back in the bag. So.
Yeah, so you go ahead and get what you got to do done, but we will talk later. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate
you. Okay, I love y'all. Happy holidays.
Everybody likes to talk. That's the whole subject. Everybody likes to talk. Okay, thank you.
Alrighty. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Yvette, we've got Sebastian on the line for you. He's here to show his support. Thank you so much, Sebastian. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sebastian,
what's
how
up,
are Yvette? You?
Long time no see, girl.
Yeah, we just saw each other last night. Sebastian is one of the hottest Hispanic comedians on the circuit. Right now, he's going to be hosting the Snoop Dogg show at the Microsoft Theater?
Yeah.
So he's going to be hosting that. He is like one of the hottest, and he's actually cute. I mean, like, cute.
Yeah,
like,
Yvette, don't make me blush now. Don't make me blush.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the girls, Yvette. Just be careful around me now.
Most of his whole crowd is women. I mean, they go crazy over him. I'm like, what do they see? And then I look at him and I say, oh, I know.
Yeah, how
but
you
anyway,
doing?
Sebastian, tell us a little bit about you. He does cruise ships. I mean, he is on his game. So can you just tell us a little bit about what you do as a comedian? And we got one more subject we're going to talk about before you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But go ahead and tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I've been doing this over 20 years. Like, you know, you've been doing it for a while, too. And I didn't want to just be a comedian when I first started. When I started, but then a few years in, I started producing and hosting shows. And then I started pushing myself to kind of, like, start being spontaneous on stage. And then that just took me into another level of my career, like, being spontaneous on my shows and being, you know, just doing a lot of improv with the audience and just, you know, getting the crowds going like that. So that's carried me through where I am now. But I want to be a good comedian, as good as I can be. But I also, once I started hosting, I said, you know what? I want to be a damn good host, too. I don't know where it'll take me, but let me do this. Let me do it all. So the hosting, you know, it's taking me to big concerts. And, you know, I've been able to, work with a lot of big groups and a lot of big, like, the biggest promoter in L.A. I work with. He, you know, I did one show for him a few years ago, and then he started expanding me it was a freestyle festival, which is a bunch of 80s, 90s freestyle music, like Lisa, Stevie B. You've had Vanilla Ice or, you know, a bunch of other, you know, people, that kind of music, like dance music, you know. I started with that, but then, you know, they've moved me. I've done 80s stuff. I've done, like, Brenton Wood concert and stuff like that. So now I'm going to do, like, the hip-hop stuff, too, now. So I just like to be in front of people. It doesn't matter what color you are. I really don't care. I just love people, and we all laugh the same. So, you know, that's what I'm doing.
Well, Sebastian, that's what I love about you. You cross over. You have a great audience. It's not just all Hispanics. It's everybody, and that's a good thing. And one of the main things that I really like about what you do with your comedian skills, you have a lot of fundraisers to help people, and that's the most awesome part because so much is going on right now, and, you know, you always have your doors open for people to help people and raise money. So tell us a little bit about those shows.
You know what? That's funny you say that. I mean, I had started with a friend of mine. He had started them little by little. We started really small, like one or two a year, about 11, 12 years ago. And then it just kind of grew. It hit like around 2008. It just blew up, man. Like, that's when the market hit and everybody was broke. And everybody needed a Little League fundraiser. And that's how we started, you know? And then from there, but I always told myself around that time, I go, man, I want to do something. I love what I do, but I want to, like, help people too. I want to be able to give. I don't want to just be a comedian. I want to be a comedian that helps people out in whatever way I can. So I do Little League stuff. I do stuff like last night, Donna, last night, Yvette, Donna, her son got hit by a car. What the fuck, right? I gave her tickets to sell for last night to make money. And then we raised money, and then you helped out raising money too. Yvette is so, she's so giving. She gave out a flat screen last night.
Yeah, a flat screen. I really gave out a flat screen. I have this box that I take with me. It looks like a TV, right? It looks like a flat screen TV. So I have the box there, and I tell them this spiel about how, well, I came up on some flat screens, and, you know, I just want to give back since we're doing a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that gives $5, you're going to get your name put in the pot for this raffle for this flat screen. Flat screen. I never said TV. I said a flat screen. So everybody's running up. I said, just put your name on the $5, and we're going to put it in the pot, and I'm going to pull out one. And, I mean, they were so excited. People had already had it in their mind where they was going to put the TV. But I never said TV. I said a flat screen. Okay, so, right then, people, I know that he brought up, like, at least $100, whatever. So
yeah, probably.
I'm drawing the names out and everything, and so the lady, she's screaming. I call her name. I said, you just want a flat screen. She runs up there, and I give her a flat screen out of the window. You know, screen from the window? Yeah. That was a flat screen. I said I never said TV. I said a flat screen.
Her face dropped.
Green. And the crowd went wild. Someone was mad at me, so I gave them free T-shirts. You know, I give out my T-shirts. They're like, well, what's on them? I said, shit, ain't nothing on the front, ain't nothing on the back, but just T-shirts. And the big girls are like, well, what are we going to do with them? They're extra small. I said, yeah, you need them to be an extra small so they turn into sports bras. Yeah, you put them on and they're real tight. So last night, everybody's all pissed off, but they took it in good stride and gave, like I said, they gave to, the fundraiser, the lady's son had been hit by a car or whatever, and we just all came together as a group, and the place was packed, and money was raised. I gave out lap dances, and, you know, lap dances, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
it was awesome. It was a good show. I mean, it was a small venue, see, and that's the thing. It's like, if you get into this business, you got to do it for the pure love of it. Yeah, I mean, we know that if you hit, you know, you can hit and you may be famous and rich or whatever, but you can't do it just for that. You got to do it for the love of it. You got to love to be on stage. If you love being on stage, you may get somewhere. You have a better chance. But if you're just doing it just to kind of try to be a little famous or something, you know, that's not going to work, you know.
What about the cruise ships? Because we're getting into a lot of different areas. I think comedy has opened up to a lot of different genres because with most of the time we just do it on stage and that's it. But now they have cruise ships, they have churches, they have corporate. We've already said corporate, but like clean stuff. What do you think about, the comedy as far as the clean circuit now? I see that's opening up a lot wider.
Well, I mean, the cruises they're not just clean. You have to do clean, but you can also do dirty on them, though. I mean, they give you two shows to do clean for PG, and they can bring kids. So you got to, it's not just a normal PG show. It's like there's actually kids from, like, babies to, like, teenagers. And so it's crazy. You have to be able to work that angle because
that's what I'm saying. A lot of comedians don't know how to do both. I mean, but to be able to do both, that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing to be on the cruises, you got to be able to basically you're doing 5 half-hour shows. So some old school comics, they'll repeat their sets. But then you're losing audience. They're not going to come back or they'll walk out and we just heard this yesterday, you know. So if you're doing 5 half-hour sets and you got 2 clean ones and 3 dirty ones or adults or whatever, but then you got to be – it's basically a 2.5-hour show you're doing just split up. So for me, I don't mind because I got plenty of material and then I work off the audience, you know. But so you got to be a seasoned comedian to be on the cruise ships. You cannot be, like, just starting, you know. All the comedians are seasoned on there because you have to be, man. You have to have a lot of material, and you got to be good too. I mean, because you get rated after every single show; they rate you. You know, so you got to be ready. But it's fun, man. The cruises are fun.
Well,
the travel is fun.
You said something really profound too, about being able to do crowd work and just be able to just work off of what's going on right then and there.
Yep.
Because some people do have a set, and that's what it is. It's a set. They don't variate from it.
Yeah.
They just do a set. And like you said, if you got people, because everybody that's on the ship, they're not going nowhere, right? They're going to be there for the entire ship thing. And if you come, you know, you might want to see comedy again. And if you come back and you see the same comedian doing the same exact material, you're probably going to get up and walk out, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to have more than one set and be able to. For me, you know, it's kind of even harder because I do prop comedy.
To travel with all those luggage, man, that'd be hard. It'd be like carrot top.
It's like taking my babies with me. I don't have a problem with it. I lug them around, and I'll even hire somebody to help me lug it around because I think what makes us different is what makes us different. You know, it's like. Steve Harvey told me one time, he said, dance with who brought you to the party. And when I started doing comedy, I could not remember my punchlines. I couldn't even remember half the joke. So I was telling my mom that. I couldn't remember it. And I was so new at doing comedy, I had no idea that there was a style called pop comedy. All I knew is that my mom told me, why don't you get something that will remind you of the joke? So I thought, oh, that's cool. But over 20 years later, can you imagine how many things I have accommodated?
I mean, how many things
I have acquired? It's just been remarkable. I mean, I have suitcases and suitcases of stuff. I've even had people to steal my suitcases to try to sabotage.
I know. You said that. You said you lost your suitcase once. I was like, oh, my God.
No, somebody stole it. Somebody stole it.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Or that.
But what happens is, you know, with me doing that, a lot of times I get put in a box, so to speak, and they say, oh, you know, she can only do props with this comedy, you know.
No, but you can't. You do a lot of comedy in between your props.
Right, and I go up on stage, like I tell people all the time, I'll be like, are you paying for props or you just want me to do some comedy? Because I can go up and do stand-up without using the props, but to me, the props that I use are like, I would say they are an additional visual portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 3D, kind of, so to speak.
Yeah.
3D.
You make it work for you.
Not only hear it, but you visually see it. So, you know, with that being said, I have acquired so many different props, and it's different, and people like it. But even with me doing that, sometimes people think that because I do have props that my show would be the same every time. But it's absolutely not so, because I don't do them in any particular order. I just kind of do it as it comes to my mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said,
exactly.
You do have to have a little bit more than just a set. You got to be able to step out of the box, do a little crowd work, which means you just mix with the people in the crowd, which I love.
You got to have you need to be able to do a little bit of it at least, you know, because you never know when you're going to get a drunk heckler. You never know.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody. I don't care who you are. And if you just like to do your set and you get thrown off, you're just going to go downhill after that. You have to be ready. You got to have a comeback. Or the stronger you look on stage, the more confident you are on stage, the less hecklers you'll get. But you'll still get them. Everybody's had them. It don't matter who you are. You're going to have them.
But you got to shut that first one down. You got to shut.
You get teams at you. You'll have a couple come at you, you know?
You got to shut them down, or else you're going to be in serious, serious trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You have to. Actually, as a matter of fact, we can curse on this, right?
Yeah, say what you want.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, no, because on the last, not this cruise that I just did, but the cruise I did before that, my last show, the shows have been going great. And then all of a sudden, on my last show, I was just trying to figure out my crowd. I'm like, who's in their 20s, you know? And then out of the blue, this one kid started yelling, I'm 22, yeah, man, yeah. And then he stood up and he's like, I'm here to fuck. Just like that. But he kept saying it over and over, I'm here to fuck, man, yeah, I'm here to fuck. And then his mom was right next to him.
So what did they do?
His mom was right there. And I go, damn, dude, who's that next to you? He goes, my mom. I'm like, shit, I'll fuck your mom.
Oh, my
you know?
God. That's daddy.
But then he kicked the chair down, and he came into the stage, and I was like, uh-oh, shit's going down. But no, he just wanted to say that he was at my show, one of my shows on the other cruise. He had seen me, so he was just a fan. And he just wanted attention, you know. So it was all good. It was no biggie, but it was just funny, dude. Like, you never know. Like, so I was just like, what the fuck's going on here? And it just... You know, I played with it. I told him, sit the fuck down and continue the show, and it went good. But it was just, you never know what you're going to get, you know?
You never know, but you got to be ready.
You got to be able to roll with the punches, you know? Literally, I mean, I've gotten hit on stage, you know, I mean, from comedy. I mean, shit, you got to be ready. I got shit thrown at me You know, like, you get drunk people that just get upset sometimes. They're sensitive. And that's the thing, is, like, you got to be careful what you say, man. Because, right, Yvette, nowadays, shit, people are so fucking sensitive.
But, you know, that's the thing, too. We never want to hurt anybody or hurt anybody's feelings or, you know, do something. But sometimes you got to shut them down. Like, I have had it where, like, I mean, that's pretty painful for you to say you're going to fuck his mom. You know, that's like, wow. So that got his attention, probably putting his ass up. So, you know, with that being said, if you don't want to be a part of the show, don't fuck with me. Excuse my expression. Do not say that to me, and I won't. Because I have material, but if you decide that you want to make it about you, I'll take my
material.
We'll
make it about you a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. So, you know, Sebastian, I appreciate you calling in. I was going to, I think we're going to go and do a commercial, but after that,
I have a
publicist. Mm-hmm. And you can talk about this real quick before you leave. A publicist who is going to tell us a little bit about branding and how we should, as comedians, like a lot of comedians, they just think that that's it. You know, there's a lot more to comedy than just getting on stage being funny. You gotta brand yourself. You gotta make, you know, it's a whole nother level. And
absolutely.
I have the publicity prince, and she's gonna call in and she's gonna talk to us. But please, can we take a commercial break first and come back?
You guys can do that,
Denise.
We could have tuned the performance suspension of the Cadillac CTS sports sedan on any closed course. But we chose the tight, punishing turns of Germany's legendary Nürburgring instead. Because at Cadillac, we don't just take corners. We take on the world with a car Motor Trend calls a bold, savvy, uncompromising showpiece. And that Edmunds.com elevates to top-tier status. The exhilarating Cadillac CTS sports sedan, now with premium care maintenance standard for 4 years or 50,000 miles. We don't just make luxury cars. We make Cadillacs.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
We know about that relief. We know about that relief. I'm just saying, comedy is my relief. That's how I get my... whatever anxieties or pressures is going on in my life, that's how I take it out. I let them people have some laughter from me. So let's hear, Sebastian, are you still on the line?
I'm right here, sweetie.
Okay, so yeah, just a little bit about branding and how.
Hello?
Yeah.
I think we have Miss, the publicity princess on.
Yes, this is Reed J. Rich. I'm a publicist here in Los Angeles. And, thank you guys for having me on the show. And one thing I just wanted to talk to, I've been listening to the show. I wanted to talk about really quickly. Having been in this business for 14 years, and I've done over 100 high-profile events, and when I say I've done that, I mean producing them. And producing the red carpets for them. And one thing that I have found is that I never, almost never, have a comedian on my red carpet. They don't, there's nobody making submissions for them. Unless you're in the comedy circuit or you follow comedy, a lot of times you don't know who they are. So their presence is not magnified in the industry the way that it should be or could be. And I will go as far as to say anybody who retains a publicist, any comedian, you're ahead of the game.
Mm.
Because they're not really branding themselves. They're not when I see a comedian on the red carpet, I'm totally shocked. I'm like, oh, hey, wow. And that it should be that way because you guys are entertainers as well, and it's very funny. I mean, you bring a huge part of the business. So the fact that there are none, I rarely see someone out on the red carpet. And I think that you need to be out there branding yourselves. Media needs to know who you are. Makes it a lot easier, you know, to pitch you and to get you articles and get people talking about you and to really advance your brand. So I think
this is Lady Mac Comedian. And I would like to talk to you. That sounds great. This is Lady Mac Comedian, and I do clean comedy. Can you hear me?
Okay.
And that sounds great to get us out there because you're right. Not too many of us are on the red carpet. I produce my own clean comedy shows, and I do a red carpet every time. And I love funny, and I love to express ourselves, so I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is really isn't about going into 2019, investing in yourself by getting a publicist. Get somebody who can get them writing articles on you. We all have a backstory. What's your story?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves the story of redemption. You know, I was that sad person in school, and nobody liked it, blah, 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 blah. And now I make everybody laugh. You know, people love those stories. So I tell you, Bette all the time that she definitely, you know, has to get out there and get her face out there. She's super, super talented. But
isn't she?
Wait, Junior.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're in the comedy circuit, a lot of you guys, you don't know. You got to start getting out there. And that's part of branding yourself.
Yvette, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I want to spend the last 10 minutes trying to get quality audio. Guys, if you have background noise, please go on and mute yourself because you probably have about 10 or so mics open. So versus me muting the board, I want you guys to engage. Can you please mute your microphone if you know you've got background noise and you're moving in the background, please, so that we can share this audio on other platforms, if you don't mind. Yvette, back to you.
Yes, I'm here, and that's just what I'm doing. I'm muting the conversation when everybody else is talking because we want to make sure everybody gets their point across, and I'm so excited that Reed from Publicity Princess came on, and she was actually hitting a lot of points that I wanted to talk to the other comedians about, and that's branding ourselves because nobody knows who we are. We think, like she said, if you get on stage and you're funny, everybody knows me as the funny lady and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, some people might see me in the street, but does the industry know me? That's who we want to know us. That's who we want. That's where we're going to get the publicity that we need. And some comedians think that publicity is not needed or a publicist is not needed. But all the celebrities that you know, they have them. And what the Reed, can you tell us a little bit about what publicists do?
Sure. So what a publicist does is I tell people if they don't know you, that's because you don't know them. Okay? So I got to get your name out there. I got to get people knowing you. I had a client that I had on my roster for 10 years. He came to me as a nobody. Nobody knew who he was. And I kept using my relationships to get him on red carpets, get him talking to media. And then finally, after a few years, he landed a show. And I got emails from, you know, like photographers and different people who are on the red carpet who had interviewed him years before. And they said, wow, now this interview is worth something. So it's getting you out there, getting you on the red carpet, getting people knowing who you are, mainly media. And then the other thing is getting you to mix in with other celebs so that you fit into the whole mold of it, so that people start looking at you as a celeb as well. So as a publicist, I pitch morning shows, late night shows. Those are hard. I do a lot of print, so meaning, you know, I find stories on you. I interview you, and I find out what you love to do. You know, like I may pitch a story and say, Yvette, the funny lady, lost 3 dress sizes in 2 weeks. You know, you see stuff like that in magazines. Somebody pitched that story. There was a publicist who came up with that, and they pitched that story. So that's the kind of things that I do. Or I did something on MC Light one time where I did some recipes, you know, for her, like cooking in the kitchen. truth be told, they weren't her recipes, they were mine. But I created that to get us some publicity. So it's things like that. It's things like, you know, we're annoying you out, and I call TMZ and say, hey, the funny lady is going to be at the Grove at this restaurant at such and such time talking to Vivica Fox or whatever. So we position things like that to get to everyone else knowing who you are. Those are called publicity stunts when you do things like that. So that's you. That's what I do. I just get people knowing who you are, get you on shows. Even I get people on the local news who are not even known, but because they're doing something with a charity, I can get them on there. And people start to know who they are. Then you start to see your numbers go up, your following, your social media following, because we're always plugging that. We do radio interviews that talk about certain subjects. I find out what's hot. Hey, then I pitch this comedian. And I'm really good at making the media feel really bad about knowing, about not knowing who you are. They feel really guilty, so we're going to get the interview. So that's basically how I get my people out there, and it's so necessary, you guys. And you comedians, it's so necessary.
I agree with everything you said, and I have been blessed to go on several big award shows, and it's just amazing how you feel as a celebrity. It's a whole different level when people are addressing you as a celebrity and, you know, giving you those accolades that, hey, you know, she's doing a thing, you know. So we're going to wrap it up with Ms. Reed, and I just really appreciate her coming in and talking with us about it, giving some insights to other students that are on the air, and then we're going to talk to my girl. She's going to give away some free tickets to an event. So, Ms. Reed, you want to wrap it up for yourself?
Yeah. So I just want to say to you all listening, please look into getting yourself a PR person. Even if you get, you know, a beginner who won't charge you that much money, they're just, you know, out there, they're new in the game. Because I was new in the game, but I was good even as a new person because I did a lot of studying, you know, and was able to talk to people and get people in places. And I see there are other young people out there just like that. But get somebody on your team to start creating publicity around you and think about stories that you want to tell from your childhood, things that are, you know, relative today. And get somebody on your team to get you out there, get you on those red carpets. Yvette knows me. I do probably at least 5 high-profile events a year, at least 5. You guys, get your publicist, send me a submission to get you in there too. I do a big one on Oscar night. We'd love to have some new comedians there. And that's it, Yvette.
Wow. That's pretty amazing that of all the comedians, and it's so saturated. I mean, it's crazy how we're so saturated with comedians, and like you said, you won't see none of them on the red carpet. Yeah, because like she was saying about the Oscar night, I mean, it was so amazing. Star-studded. I mean, I've even been to places in the same room with Oprah and, you know, I mean, all these events that I never see any of my peers at because they don't have a publicist. They don't understand the game of how important it is to brand yourself as a comedian. We have to brand ourselves. We're funny and all that stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we don't do the business part of it. The business part of it is where you're out there getting your money. Some people think it's just, you know, some people are happy with just getting laughter from other people. That's cool. That's what their pay is. But no, I have a mortgage, a big one. Money is no longer enough for me. And I can tell you, we have so many people that I call mic hoes. They just want to be on the phone, on the microphone at any cost. Just to make that's it. I'm happy with that, but they said my mortgage, they don't play. She wants her whole thing, and she ain't laughing. So with that being said, I got my girl on the line. We're going to give away some tickets, right?
Right. This is Lady Mac Comedian of Lady Mac Entertainment, and this Sunday, December 16th, we have a clean comedy show, and we have 2 tickets that we're giving away. They're worth $50 for both of them, so it's an excellent, excellent prize. So I believe you can call in. How are they going to do that, Yvette, the funny lady? How are they going to win? Get the ticket?
We're going to get somebody to call in, and We're going to see if we can get somebody to call in right quick and get these two tickets.
Yvette, what do you think about pushing the traffic to your social media and have them answer a question about maybe the show or, you know, something really relevant to push some after show traffic
to
the page?
Yeah, I have a subject that I want to talk about today. Too, before we get out there, I wanted to touch on the Kevin Hart issues that's going on. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I wanna, can we speak on that really quick before?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we got about 5 or 7 minutes. Yeah, definitely. Go for it.
Yeah, so I want my girl to speak on it a little bit while we're waiting on her to get a caller in for the ticket. Can you go ahead and speak on it a little bit?
Oh, Lady Mac?
Yeah, Lady Mac, please.
Oh, well, what I want to say about that is I feel that we should go way back in time and hold us accountable for us comedians with everything that we say, because sometimes we say things out of jokes. And I find when you're in an audience room, a comedy room, it's mainly meant for that audience there, and maybe something was said in an audience, and you're really talking to that audience. And then when they air your comments out, you know, at a different time, it's not the same meaning. So that's what I feel about that. So they should keep holding us accountable. What do you think now, Miss Yvette? Did I get cut off? Hello?
Yvette, are you there? All right.
Well, I'm just trying to mute it when someone else is speaking, so I don't, you know, talk over them. But yes, I am here. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes. I just said that I already made my comment on it. So what do you think about that? I was asking you that, Ms. Yvette.
Yeah, we were having a little technical difficulty there. The phone kind of went out because I had it on mute. But anyway, go ahead, Lady Mac, what were you saying?
Well, no, I was just commenting on the Kevin Hart situation about being judged on what comedians said in the past, 8 years ago. Sometimes when we're on stage, we're in the moment, and sometimes we have hecklers in the audience, and you're a comment with the heckler. But you're really, when you're joking and make comments, that's for fun and for laughter. And I don't think, and most of the time, comedy is not intended to hurt someone. And sometimes people just take it too serious. Because once something is said, oh, we make a joke, oh, and that's it. But then when you want to hold on to it, then that's when it gets ugly. That's all.
But I respect the fact that he stood up for what he said. He said he apologized for it. Already
yeah.
Apologized. I'm not gonna keep on apologizing. He did what they said. He said I'm not going back and forth with these. Yeah, I'm not going back and forth with them. I'm not going
yeah.
back and forth with them.
Yeah, he apologized and that's it. Move on.
That is crazy because he's like I already apologized one time. How many times I'm gonna do this? I'm not going back and forth with y'all. And for him to make a stand like that because. We as comedians, we live, like he said, he had lived for that moment. And to have to go against all that he has wanted and, I mean, like really, really worked hard to do and wanted to do, can you imagine having to say no? Man.
Yeah.
That's major. That's major. Like, I can't even imagine. that's why I think sometimes people in general in the entertainment field, they will sell out their souls for
a moment in
and stuff like that. They just sell out, like completely sell
yeah.
out, like this is what it is. I'm not going there. I'm not going back and forth with them.
So that's good. So at least he's taking a stand. So that's a good point for us comedians.
But anyway, so can you speak on the show one more time? Because I'm actually going to be on the show. I do clean comedy. I know y'all it's hard to believe with my mouth, but, you know, I get down whatever it is, baby. If they want clean, I got it. If they don't got it, they want whatever they want, that's what I got.
Yeah. Well, Yvette, the funny lady, is very hilarious. She's going to be performing on the show of Lady Mac Entertainment this Sunday, December 16th. We have a red carpet. The red carpet is from 6 to 7. You know, come dressed to impress. And the show starts at 7, from 7 to 9. And we also have vendors there, free parking, and the cost is $25 to get in. But we're giving away 2 free tickets to the show. So we're excited, yes.
Can we have a caller to call in yet? We got a lot of listeners out of town, but I was trying to get somebody local because the show is going to be local. You know what, maybe we may give it out on my other social media platform, because what we do with a lot of this material, we tape it, but then we'll actually not tape it, but whatever the new terminology is, because I don't think they use tape no more. But anyway, I will.
We do have a few callers that's in your area. We have Ali and Andrea, and I see some other 323s, but I didn't want to invade their space because they didn't press the number one. But Ali is there, and he has a large social media platform as well. If you guys, that's what I was saying, if you wanted to do a
can we get Miss Andrea on? Because she's one of our faithful listeners. Can you get her on the line? Miss Andrea?
She was.
Can I call you?
Hold on 1 second. I think her call dropped. She was on the line. We got so many 323s members, it's crazy. But I can make sure that Miss Andrea, she keeps saying I say it wrong, James, that she gets the tickets if you would like to give them to her. Or, again, like I said, we could special for people on social media. But you just let me know what it is that you would like to do. And I really do appreciate you for doing the giveaway today live on the air. Because there are a lot of people who definitely enjoy a good comedy show and a good free comedy show. Those are two words that you always want together.
Free. Look, I know we got to wrap it up and everything, but I have certainly enjoyed everybody today. And even though we didn't go too much with the comedy, funny funnies, we just enlightened a little people, because there's a lot of people who want to do comedy and want to be in that light. But, you know, just shedding some light on it.
Yes, that was great. Hey. I enjoyed talking with you, and hopefully someone from Los Angeles or Los Angeles area will call in. If not, we can hold the tickets for you, or you can call in and put your name on the VIP list. Somehow we'll get you to the show.
Yes. So Ali, I opened up your mic. I didn't want to open up the mics, and wasn't familiar. You're over there in the LA area, 858-322, 858-322. How far are you from where Yvette is?
No, I'm in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know California like that. Oh, yeah, we do have a large West Coast audience, so that's not going to be a problem to give away tickets that much, I do know. Yeah, we got a guy who he can also send them a cheesecake if you guys want to partner and make the pot just a little bit more, you know, juicy if they would answer a question or something. Yeah, so definitely. Do you guys want to do that and we shift all the energy over to your social media, Miss Yvette?
I think we lost her.
Okay. All right, what's your social media, ma'am? Let's go on and give yours out.
I have one. Old-time friend. She just stopped in. So she's going to say hi to us, and since she's going to be on the air with us, maybe we can give her one of the tickets and share the other one with Miss Andrea. You say hello to the people. Tell them how long you've been a Funny Lady fan and just – hey, I'm nice. I've been Yvette's fan for over 25 years, and she is so, can I curse? Yeah. She is so fucking funny. She can keep it clean. She can keep it dirty. Whatever you want. And I like to do both. It's going to be amazing for her to see me do clean comedy, because she usually catches me on the circuit doing my thing. But it's all good because, you know, I like I tell people, I do weddings, divorces, bar mitzvahs. Hell, I'll even do one of your baby getting circumcised if you want to celebrate it. get that pullback off of them. You know, that pullback skin. Got to cut that off. That's just meat wasted. So I'm just saying, if you want to celebrate that, because I know the kid will be glad you did when they grow up, you know what I mean? Because ain't nothing worse than an old uncircumcised weenie. But that ain't what I'm talking about today. But it just came up, so that's what we're going to talk about. Nothing like old circumcised weenie on pullback skin. On pullback. Have you ever seen one? Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I know y'all ain't seen them because y'all don't look at stuff like that. But me, I saw one the other day that had so much lint in it. I said, babe, where you been keeping this old weenie at? In your pocket? I pulled that skin back and looked like a snuffle duffle. You hear me? That thing has so much lint and I don't know if them was cotton balls. I thought I was in a damn cotton field. I started picking and plucking and I said, you know what, baby, I'm gonna have to ask you to I can't do it. I mean, it looked like old turtleneck sweater had just gathered around it. You know what I mean? Like, it was ruffled, yes, like the skin had ruffled up. Is that too much? Okay, I'm going too far. on the pullback.
Well, I definitely thank you guys so much. Miss Yvette, do you want to give your social media out? Because we want to make sure that we give them.
Anything you can find on social media with Yvette, the funny lady, that's me. You can also Google thefunnylady.com. Something's going on with the site, but we can still Google it, and we're going to get that. I don't know what's wrong with it. But anyway, nevertheless, that's what it do, thefunnylady.com. So can you give us your name so they know who you're going to be when you pick up the ticket?
Jacqueline Ware.
Yeah, Ms. Ware is going to pick up the ticket. She's so excited. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, excitement. So listen.
My information is
thefunnylady.com, and then you can catch me on social media, Yvette Obifili. That's my good page. I like the hard name. It's spelled O-B-I-E-F-U-L-E. It's my African name. I bought it from my husband after we divorced. I thought I would keep it. You know what I'm saying? Like as a reminder, okay. Don't do that shit no more. Don't do that shit no more. And people be thinking I'm from Africa because they see that name and they run up and start talking about me. I said, look here.
Right.
Speak that language.
Well,
thank you.
Ms. Yvette, I definitely thank you. Ma'am, would you like to, we got about 30 more seconds before we shift gears and get to something that's a little more serious. We had something light. Remember, I called this episode Salty and Sweet. Now we're going to get something that's borderline a little more of a heavier topic. But, yeah, if you could.
Can you just tell us one more time about the show? Pump the show one more time. Sweetie.
Okay, the show is Sunday, December 16th, in 3 more days. It's called Lady Mac Entertainment, and it's a red carpet from 6 to 7, and the comedy show is from 7 to 9. And you can reach me at Lady Mac Entertainment on gmail.com. Or on social media, Facebook, Lady Mac at gmail.com. Lady Mac Entertainment.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You definitely deserve an applause. Thank you, Miss Yvette. I will see you definitely on the other side. We'll have a conversation. So that we
when
can
you say the other side,
out.
I hope you don't mean that graveyard side, because I don't like that whole other side.
No, we don't. Even though when we get over there, we're going to throw a big old party. But, yeah, so.
I don't know if I'm going to make it over there, so I'm going to do mine before I go. You know what I mean? All right, y'all should go to the Funny Lady. Holla at me at thefunnylady.com. Good looking out. It's your girl, Denise. Hey, Denise, we love you, girl. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
And I'll see you on another side.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll see you on another side.
That was Yvette, the funny lady, guys. So please make sure that you visit her on her social media because she is a party in a bag. She can definitely make you laugh. At this time, like I said, we are going to shift gears and we're going to learn about Zachary Thurman. That's what we're about to do. Right now, I just want to remind you what's going on tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Give me a J.
Yay.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an E.
E.
What's that spell?
Yo.
What's that spell?
Yo.
What's that spell?
Yo.
What's that spell?
Yo.
The
Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details.